This episode of Small State Big Takes is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the NBA playoff actions with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Download the app now and sign up with code SSBT. That's code SSBT only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4077 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Opt-in required. One bonus bet issued based on the amount of initial losing NBA bet. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms with code SSBT.
Oh, welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 245, opening take for Stephen O. Scott. Lay it on me. What do you got?
Yo, yo, yo. What the fuck's good? All four of us back again. I can't believe it. 2 weeks in a row. Unreal. It feels like it's 2018 all over. Yo, what I got to say is I have a question for you guys. Has anyone ever made you a podcast? I mean, a playlist of music? And you say you're going to listen and you don't listen, because I haven't. When someone makes me one, I listen to the whole fucking thing. And Oliver was like, dude, what? So how do you guys feel about that?
Interesting.
I would like,
yeah, I'll definitely look, but I don't
I would
know.
I'd like you to test that theory on me, Steve. Make me a playlist. I'll see if I listen to it.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. I got one ready to go right now.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
Have you ever made someone a playlist before?
I've made like basketball CDs and stuff, like, you know, with Connor Brennan back in the day. All the Jay-Z songs on in history in the warm-up music. So that's about it.
Steve forgot he was a massive Jay-Z guy too.
Steve's a huge Jay-Z guy.
Yeah.
Dude, oh yeah. Give me that fucking Blueprint 3, the worst album that I've ever heard, Josh. I'm sorry.
Stop.
Oh
my God. Stop. Shut your mouth. This podcast could go a totally different way if you started that crap.
Well, do you remember that song? You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
Venus versus Mars or something?
Yeah,
remember that one?
That's the exact one I was thinking about.
It was the worst song.
No, stop it.
Josh. Did you like, don't even tell me you like that song.
I love that whole album. That's a front to back to me.
Hold on.
That entire album is playable through and through on repeat.
I want to hear a front-to-back album for all of you. So you're saying Blueprint 3 is one?
Definitely one. And I have plenty of those, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good conversation.
Venus versus Mars.
Yeah, Venus versus Mars is a tough one. It's not the better of the album, but it's definitely, like, I could listen to it right now and be happy.
Not me. The sun comes on, it'll ruin my whole day.
How often does that happen?
Once every couple of years.
A front to back album off the top of my head. I gotta go with All the Right Reasons.
One Republic?
No.
What is it? Who sings that? I don't know.
Nickelback.
Oh.
What?
That was a joke. No, but the album is kind of banger.
You listened to that pretty quickly. Did you?
Yeah, dude. That was a good album. That was okay.
That was a good album.
That was a Photograph album, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was the era of hating Nickelback was cool, even though everybody liked them secretly.
Dude, I actually don't even, that's a conspiracy I have. I think that we all are actually in agreement that Nickelback's pretty good. We're just doing this.
Yeah,
for no reason.
It's like, it's been 15 years or whatever. Let's grow up and move on. Just admit that, like, we like those songs.
I think it was just like an internet meme that really got just got blown up too
much.
Yeah,
it was the photograph meme. Just kind of took off and was incorporated to everything on planet Earth.
Yeah, that was a thing, though. Like, you admitted that you like Nickelback. People were looking at you side-eyed for a minute.
Yeah,
true.
For sure.
I feel like it was the thing. It was like, what kind of music do you listen to? People would be like, everything but country and Nickelback. And it was like an accepted answer. It was like, like high school. Nickelback
comes like, the real thing. Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, they know every word to Rockstar.
Right.
Rockstar, Photograph.
Yeah.
Fucking.
What about Creed? I feel like Creed's in this conversation, too. I love Creed, dude.
Isn't Creed Christian rock? Creed. Like, that's like a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I love Creed, though.
They've got, I think they've Creed got, like, a couple, like, they're the type of band where I don't know any songs that they sing off the top of my head, but once I hear, like, their popular songs, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, like, this is fine.
What? Dude, you know that song? Hold me now, 6 feet from the edge. Remember that one, Josh?
Yeah, dude. Sing it, Steve.
Or what's the other one? There's like two songs on the album that were just complete bangers.
Come on, Steve, you got it.
Come on, you know what, Josh?
With arms wide open.
Open.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like, oh yeah, like that song's fine.
Yeah.
Take me to. There was so many like rock.
That song's a banger, dude. That's got to be. So one thing that I did in like, I don't know, I think it was like 2012 was made my top 100 songs just randomly on an Excel sheet. I got to go back to that. I got to make like a new top 100.
I like that. Once a decade. Updated. Yeah. Rolling Stones.
It does change.
List. Rolling Stone magazine.
Because like the motto doesn't hit as well anymore. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, no staying power there.
That was the moment. That was the moment for that, though.
Yeah.
What's the worst song by the best artist? Because Venus versus Mars is up there for me, Josh.
Stop your mouth, Steve.
What else is up there, though? Like, are there any songs by like goats that make you guys cringe?
Yeah, Kim makes me cringe.
Yeah.
A lot of Eminem, I'll be honest with you, especially a lot of the newer stuff, I listen to it and I need to stop. I was at a wedding this weekend. I forget what song was playing, but they played like an Eminem remix version. Like, all right. Oh, I think it was Smack That. That's what it was. And I was like, I'm good. Once Eminem started rapping, I was like, you know what? Now's a good time to go to the bathroom.
The Akon part was great. Then Eminem
comes on. Yeah, like, oh, never mind. Eminem's coming in. All right.
You know, weirdly, I think Pinocchio's Story is up there for me.
I'm with you on that one, Josh.
Because the Kanye phase was so real, but that song was so bad.
It was. It was a rare miss. Because up to that point, you listen to Kanye and every song right through was just like imprinted on your brain for life. You hear Pinocchio's mm-hmm. Story? Ooh, nah.
It's an heartbreak. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's an album that like front to back I think of, but like I just don't listen to the deluxe version because it's like.
There's some weird songs. That song kind of made me, not 180 on Kanye, but it made me like turn a little bit like, what's going on here?
Wait, which song? Which song?
No, just that album, 808s and Heartbreak in general. I'm not a big fan.
I wasn't at the time. But then as I got older, I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
I think one of my
you get some jams.
Front to back albums, though, by the way, was 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I feel like that's the first one that good came one. To mind. That was
every song is a fucking.
Yeah. And that was like the first album that I like loved by J. Cole, too. It's not like I feel like some people were like big into J. Cole and like that was great. And they were, but even before that, they were all in. I really wasn't. I liked him, but it was like, oh, okay. He's just a guy. Not after that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. Because J. Cole went from a guy that we were kind of just listening to, you know, on the radio. He's another rapper that was coming up, and all of a sudden it was like, ooh, he might be one of the best ones there is, actually.
Yeah.
He had that moment.
He did. You did. He's kind of taking a step back, sadly. But
yo, so my question is to you guys, and I'm just keep asking you guys questions. Who's winning tonight, Heat or Nuggets, and why? Josh, go Heat.
I'll let Oliver take that one.
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit. I don't care less.
Why aren't you watching this, Oliver? You don't care at all.
I don't think I've watched more than 5 minutes of NBA playoff basketball.
What the fuck?
It's impressive. Even I've watched at least like five games.
Just interests me. Like it couldn't. I can't think of anything that interests me less in professional sports than the NBA playoffs.
You don't watch any regular season, then the playoffs comes on, and you watch it even less.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I watched one of the game at like one of the end of the games of the 76ers series. It was one of the ones where they lost at the buzzer. Like James Harden hit Embiid got in the post, kicked out James Harden. They hit a three. The Celtics had two timeouts. They didn't use any, and then they lost. I watched that game for like 6 minutes.
Well, you missed out because it was a great playoff series.
I don't think I missed out. Ratings say otherwise.
Well, it's not about the rating.
Now the NBA Finals makes me sad.
Yeah.
Just knowing Celtics aren't there. I haven't watched as much as I normally would, I think. It's tough. Breaking news. Pat Sajak retiring.
No.
Wow.
First really? CNN 5 months ago. Yeah. So this is... Thank God we were on here to react in live time.
Thank God we were part of the Pat Sajak era. You know, just like even though like you know he's been around for a long time, but I feel like his golden years when we were like young, like when we were like 8, 9, 10 years old, yeah, that was gold.
He was there.
Pat Sajak and Trebek just ran Channel 12.
Rip.
Shout out to them. That was a whole hour from 7 to 8 p.m. every
and Mike night. Montecalvo.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, Tony Petracca also.
No, I'm just
that's Rhode Island local specific. News name.
I know his daughter. That's the only reason I say that.
Our fans in Wisconsin are like, "Who the fuck is that?" And they're going to look it up.
Real Rhode Island shit.
No, my channel 12.
Dude, do you guys ever watch
a good replacement? Sorry.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune replacement. Will Arnett.
Oh, that's a Jason Sudeikis.
What a random of these names.
For some reason, I mean, they're showing a lot of Will Arnett and Jason Bateman commercials to promote the U.S. Open for some reason. Those are like their two guys they put in U.S. Open commercials. They must have some
Why is Sudeikis the man?
He is the man, isn't he?
Yes. How did he get that status?
He's Ted fucking Lasso. Funny. He was the man way before Ted Lasso.
Imagine if he brings like, you know, he can be himself, but a little bit of that like Lasso flair, like that kind of like, oh, like, I don't know how to explain it if you watch Ted Lasso or not, but I think that would be hilarious in Wheel of Fortune. And just like Vanna White staying, like just that dynamic of Jason Sudeikis and Vanna White.
They talk. Do you think Pat Sajak and Vanna ever smooched?
I think so, Steve.
I think so.
I think we need a fresh start. Sorry, Vanna.
What?
I don't know.
You just dip Vanna White like that.
Just freaking Kate dumper.
Kate McKinnon's the new Vanna. Jason Sudeikis.
All right. Give me Jason Sudeikis and Margot Robbie. Call it a day.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Wheel of Fortune every night.
I changed my mind.
Then they rebrand Jeopardy and have like the dumbest host.
Wait, sorry, but
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh,
Sydney who's, Sweeney. Wait, who's the man? That'd be a good one. I should fucking rebrand Jeopardy too, and then have it, the dumbest guy be the host.
I said that for a while, like Josh Hader. Not Josh Hader. Yeah, Josh Hader, right?
Bill.
Bill. No, Josh Hader's the pitcher. Imagine Josh Hader the pitcher on Jeopardy.
No.
Be horrible. Bill Hader.
Being always. Yeah.
Right. It's got to be like, or like Steve Carell. Chet Hanks.
No. At least you wanted a dumb person.
That'd be awesome. God, Chet Hanks. People forget we canceled Chet Hanks way before he got canceled.
That's true. We were on that way early.
We were way ahead of that one.
That was like 2 or 3 years early when you think about it.
It was extremely early. People forget.
I thought we were going to get a reply. Never worked out.
No, it didn't.
We have a lot of scoops early, by the way, on this podcast.
Yeah, well, we got connections and resources galore.
Wait, Patriots waived James Robinson, by the way? I just saw this. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's random.
Did he play for us?
No.
No.
Right? I wonder how much money that lost. That's crazy.
It was only a 2-year deal for like $4 million, I think.
Okay. That makes more sense. Who would you cancel if you had the choice?
Mm. My first answer immediately goes Ellen DeGeneres, but she's like semi-canceled already now. Not already, but like,
she's pretty good, yeah,
like now. James Corden, whatever his name is. I heard he's like the male version of Ellen, just like a total douche off air.
His show is done, right?
Which one? He's got a bunch of stupid little shows, doesn't he?
The late night show, or I think it's called like the late late show.
Yeah, the stupid singing in the car show is awful too.
Yeah, like the first time that happened, that was cool.
Yeah,
then it just was beaten into the ground. I forgot who it was, but it was like, oh, that's a cool idea, and then they just made like a show out of it. Like, stop. That and the lip sync one too. How are you going to make a show out of people lip syncing?
That is just a dance show. That's all that show is. What are we doing? They just go up there and put on a dancing production.
We have lost it as a fucking society where we're watching people lip sync and dance. It's like Channing Tatum's like lip syncing like a fucking heart song with a fucking wig on. Like, what are we doing?
At least the
live studio audience too.
At least in the mass
singer,
who are like,
these people that go to there? Who attends these things? How do they find an audience? Imagine Oliver in the front row, just like flipping out, watching like fucking Vin Diesel fucking singing fucking
Kelly Clarkson songs. He's not singing. So he's just dancing.
At least be cool if they sang.
Like, the mass singer, they sing. It's a corny show, but like they're actually up there singing, you know?
Dude, if they sang, if it was karaoke, like that? It'd be cool.
No, I have not.
I don't know if I could do it.
Would you ask me, sorry?
I don't think I could.
Have you guys ever been to like a show like that? Like, because you're right. Even Masked Singer is another one where I feel like that's a big crowd. It's like, where are these people coming from?
Where are they? America's Got Talent. Where do those crowds come from? How do you buy a ticket? I'd go. I'd love to see it. American Idol. Them too.
It's true.
Got to get up to Hollywood, man. If you want to go to one of those.
Speaking of which, the person I would cancel is Ryan Seacrest, no doubt.
What?
Why?
He is just annoying.
Got bad vibes, bad hair.
He's got great hair, come on.
No, he does not.
He's got good hair.
Dude, his hair is fake. He's probably got like a hair plug, like Joe
Buck. Yeah, probably, but like it's still good. It appears to be good anyways.
Botox, all that. You know who else I'd cancel? So Mario Lopez. All right, sorry. There you go.
No, that's a good one.
I'd cancel him so fast if I could.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying, right?
I'd be pulling strings.
You know what I hate? When people, like, get out of, like, popularity. So it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was on a Netflix commercial recently or something with Chris Helmsworth. And it was just like, dude, you're so done. Just stop. I don't know.
We don't care anymore.
Yeah. Like, who cares if you're Arnold? You're not coming back. Like,
that guy will never go away.
That's pretty good.
He needs to buzz off.
Yeah. I think I'd cancel him.
Yo, you know what would be a cancelable show that we used to watch? Yo Mama.
There are a lot of shows from that. Yeah, especially considering who hosts that show.
Wilmer Valderrama?
Yeah, that's a guy that's like semi-canceled. He's a groomer. He's a weirdo.
Is he?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
Dude, he was what's that fucking Demi Lovato song? That's literally about her being groomed by him. What's that song called?
Everybody we've ever seen in our life is fucking canceled.
Hannah, what's that song called? Well, that didn't. 27?
Huh.
29. Yeah, listen to that song. That song is about
he was 29 years old.
How she was fucking, yeah. And then he's done it multiple. Yeah. You know, he's kind of like, not kind of like, but it's messed up. And like, you know how there's like that running joke that whenever Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend turns like 24, he just dumps her and gets a new 21-year-old?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. It is.
Yeah. Like,
it's just funny. Everybody's canceled. Like, I just can't believe.
I know. That's why I'm trying to think of people that to like cancel that I don't like, but most of them give reasons. Like Chris Brown,
he survived it too. Chris Brown,
he really did.
People forget that shit, which is wild.
He gets no publicity anymore too.
Double tap.
Yeah.
The biggest survival for me of cancel culture is Michael Jackson. I know cancel culture wasn't as big. But dude, Michael Jackson is like,
I don't get it either.
Dude, that guy make it. Like his legacy in general. How did he make it?
I don't know.
It's because his music's so good. It's the only reason.
And when you die, no one wants to say a bad thing. So then all of a sudden it's like, even, and again, he's a complicated dude. Kobe, he's another example of like,
yeah.
Kobe was like contentious or was like, ooh.
It's like, it's kind of like that. It's not a joke, right? Because it's not funny, but it's like, Kobe Bryant, number 8, was the rapist. You know what I mean? It's like, that's how he's like remembered.
Yeah, right.
You know, like,
for sure.
That's crazy.
And then Kobe at death, we, you know, remember him so well.
Oh, yeah.
But now we do. But in that moment, too, we were almost scared to show how much Kobe meant to us because he was, you know, he did what he did, whatever.
Yeah.
Just crazy. That's a good one. I actually forgot Kobe was canceled. Wait, I mean, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like a public court case too. Like, I feel like that was early to be like tapped into that stuff too. Of like, I don't know, internet was around, but not like major. I was like, what, 2003-ish, maybe 2004.
When you think about it, we pretty much have to cancel every celebrity now before they become a celebrity for real. You know, like, if you're not getting canceled, then no one cares.
You know who's already canceled after being famous for 2 minutes?
Who?
Baby Gronk.
Oh.
Yeah, he's out. He's out.
And it's not even his fault. He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
His dad's just a weirdo. Feel bad for
the public's not into it.
Yeah, they're out right as right when they got in. They were out right away.
Rising. You're all in on Baby Diggs. Is that what you're saying?
Baby who?
Baby Diggs, that's the other one, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen the other one.
Oh no, there's another one.
They're like,
oh my god,
who's the better prospect, Baby Diggs or Baby Gronk? Who'd they riz?
Baby Gronk is ridiculous.
That was a weird couple of days on the on social media.
You're right. I really thought I was losing it for a second. I was like, wait, what? Like, am I? Did I just get fast forwarded like 10 years into like social media and I'm just like lost and I'm just never going to get it again. I'm not going to look at Twitter because this shit is just insane. But then the guy's doing it as a joke, so it's okay.
Do you think there'll be a moment though where we're out of touch, even though we're on our phones so much and we look and we're like, you know, smart about what we see? Do you think there'll be a moment where we're like, you know what, I just cannot be into this the same way I once was?
Yeah, I feel that way about a lot of things. I'm like, 5 years ago, like, I loved this stuff, and now I can't stand it.
It's hard.
It's weird. It's like that. There's, I feel like 95% of Barstool content I see come across my timeline just makes me cringe these days.
Are you in the right. comments?
The comments are the worst.
Sports. I love those. I love those people that are commenting on the non-sports stuff. And
oh,
like,
that
shit wasn't funny. Or they're like, yeah, it is huge news that the Red Sox just tied the series and are 2-2 heading. Like
that stuff's funny.
That is funny.
I think part of it is because a lot of the personalities that I liked at Barstool are not there anymore. That's got to be part of it, right?
Yeah.
Are not as much of a part of it as they once were. I'm just using that as an example of, like, you take a step back and you're like, I just don't get the appeal of this stuff anymore.
Dude, I feel like I won't consume their stuff once Big Cat.
And, exactly, dude.
It's part of my take.
They carry Barstool right now, in my opinion.
Who is Frank the Tank? What is that shit?
I can't believe that. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of him.
What's going on with that?
I don't know how Barstool isn't canceled in general because of Frank the Tank. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. We'll talk about something that's uncancelable. I think Barstool is pretty uncancelable with all the stuff they've already gone through, you know?
Yeah, but it's...
Because I think Frank the Tank just like started out as just hanging out there. Like, he was not paid for a very long time.
Did you hear the story how they found him?
Yes. He was outside. He was on TV.
Yeah.
Right after a game, complaining about the New Jersey like transit. That's like his viral.
Yeah,
video.
He was complaining about something like that. Yeah, it was like at the train station or something.
Decked out in Mets gear,
just like, Mets up, and someone was like, "I need to talk to this guy." Like, it's I think it was Portnoy or someone was like, "I need to get this guy on the phone. We need to talk to him." And then that's how they got connected. Kind of like, you know what, like the Coach Doug's thing was. Do you guys remember that when Big Cat like just made this huge big fat coach during COVID of
with like a little mustache and glasses?
Yeah. And then they found someone that looked exactly like him and he got a job at Barstool. That was pretty cool.
That was funny.
That was funny as shit.
Is that guy still there? I don't even know.
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay.
He's still there. Funny stuff.
He's a nice guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get the Frank the Tank appeal though to your point, Steve. Like, all
right, thanks. I just didn't know if I was missing something. I don't know. I tried watching it.
I mean, it's funny how mad he gets because the Mets are so bad, I guess. Like, but it's way too much, right? It's just way too much.
Yeah, no thanks. I do like the Sunday conversation, though. That's the one thing, yes, I like about Barstool.
That shit is mad funny.
That shit kills me every time. Every single one of those is like gold.
So I don't know, like, what... What's your favorite one that you've seen?
I like the Drake one a lot and the T-Pain one.
Yep.
And Kevin Gates was my favorite. I was like pissing my pants laughing. I was dying.
I think the Drewski one was hilarious.
I haven't seen that one.
Funny stuff. But to your point, like those do numbers. Part of my take does numbers, but like outside of that, what are we doing? Their baseball content is putrid.
Awful.
Real
bad. Stephen A had a good one too. I think he had a Sunday conversation. I'm trying to think of who. I think Drake's my favorite one too.
Drake's is a good one, and I don't like Drake.
That was just out of nowhere too. I think that's what was like so funny about it, where you're like, what? Why do you agree to that?
How? Is that the... So I don't watch the Sunday. What is that Sunday conversation?
Yeah,
is that the Caleb Presley thing?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen the like the snippets.
That guy's funny and smart.
Funny.
He is.
Funny.
Actually, he's got a cool story. Do you guys know his background?
Let's get to it after this brief intermission.
Sweet. I gotta piss. We're back.
Okay, we're back after the brief intermission. Before we get to the other stuff on topic, we have a quick corporate moment from Mr. Gilligan.
All right, sounds good. The chase for the NBA title is in full swing, almost the fullest of swings, considering the series could be closed out any day now. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, everyone can score a no-sweat, same-game parlay every day during the NBA playoffs. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up with code SSBT. New customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SSBT only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Little disclaimers here. Hope is here. Call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. Visit GameSenseMA.com. 21 plus, physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Don't forget. Opt-in required. One bonus bet issued based on amount of initial losing NBA bet. Eligibility, wagering, and deposits restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
I, for one, would love to whip up a nice Sunday and eat that while... I don't watch the NBA. I couldn't even twist our conversations together there because I'm not going to watch it.
Hey, you know what? Tell you what, the MLB promos on DraftKings have been clutch lately. They've had some 50% bonuses. Actually, Memorial Day week, it was like every single day. I kept thinking it was going to end, and it didn't. So, yeah, get in there. NBA Finals almost over, Oliver, so at least you'll be safe soon.
It's true.
All right, I can spin this.
Spin it.
What is the primary color of the Denver Nuggets?
Blue. It's got to be that blue, right?
Damn, that's not what I was looking for.
White?
No.
Yellow.
What's the over under on people that like mustard in this fucking country?
Percentage wise?
Yeah.
42%.
I'm hammering the under.
I kind of think it would be under 50.
I think so too, but I think it's got to be close to that. I would say, I'll say over though.
If somebody at DraftKings can like give me a mustard bet.
Oh, I thought you were looking at a statistic. I thought you were looking at
No, I'm literally asking.
We're never gonna know.
I wanted to spin zone it. I want to bet on the number of people that like mustard in this country.
Oh my god.
Wasn't half.
According to this Reddit post that I just found after Googling how many people like mustard in America, you guys are going to be astounded at this number. As of the year 2020, just 14% of Americans like mustard.
Yeah, you guys are weird. I told you. So for information and background, during the break, we were talking about mustard very quickly, and I said how much I hated mustard, and it's disgusting, and everybody liked mustard in this podcast.
So, I don't love it, but like if it comes on my straight, I'm like, all right, whatever.
All right, like if somebody accidentally puts it on a hot dog, are you eating it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
not,
disgusting.
Not a lot.
With yellow ketchup, mustard sure. Is gross to me. You, like the very yellow mustard, I don't like that.
Okay.
But when they put it on like a McDonald's hamburger or something, I will eat it. It's not like all, but I wouldn't have asked for it. You know what I mean?
So like even honey mustard on wings? No.
Really? Absolutely not. I love that.
Oh, see, I'm a fucking little dirty slut for honey mustard. God damn that shit.
No, it's like any.
That's my favorite condiment.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I don't even think it's close.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah,
chicken fingers? No. Oh.
Nothing goes better with chicken fingers and honey mustard.
You ever have a CBR, chicken bacon ranch?
Yeah.
With a little honey mustard on the side?
Oh, so no. No.
Now you're talking
I like
my
chicken
language.
Bacon ranches, but give me the fucking ranch on the side.
Yeah, but the ranch is in it. It's in the sandwich. It's in the panini.
You get a little extra ranch.
Blue cheese on the side. A little blue cheese on the side.
There you go.
Switch it up.
No, I don't know. I've just never been a mustard guy. Every form of mustard. I don't think I could tell you the one thing I might consume and not even really knowing it until really thinking about it is like a McDonald's burger. Like the single, it has a little bit of mustard on it. And I think I just eat it.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the only thing on planet Earth that I think I eat with mustard.
pretty mild. That McDonald's one is pretty mild.
Yeah.
I think the onions are a bigger deal for me. Right? I don't really like those little onion
chopped
things.
Onions.
Yeah, and again, it's McDonald's, so it's kind of like you're like.
No, it's few and.
They're kind of weird looking. You're like, oh shit. I guess I'll.
How
eat
long
it.
Have they been sitting in that back room?
Yeah, exactly. But what about relish? That's another one then. If you don't like mustard, you must not like relish. I feel like
I
relish.
Do like relish.
You do,
dude. Mustard and relish on a hot dog.
Soggy, relish and ketchup.
Soggy,
like, same thing.
Ketchup, I do it. Three.
Oh,
fuck ketchup.
Fuck what? Ketchup. Ooh. I agree.
Let's go. Right.
This is. Yeah. This is a wild conversation.
The only thing I use ketchup for is if I have bad French fries.
Bro, ketchup on pizza?
You need to go to prison.
Wait, what?
You lost ketchup, a little dip with the pizza? Oh, no. Buddy.
What?
Yeah. Ketchup is the ultimate condiment.
What it's already sauce, bro. What? It's already sauce.
I'm just saying.
How are you going to put ketchup on sauce?
That's not real, though.
That's so real. It's so real, dude.
That's not
I
real.
I put ketchup
put
on
ketchup
everything.
On salsa.
It's like putting a French fry in a mashed potato. Like, what are you doing?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Same thing, but not.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
Fucked up.
I don't know. I put ketchup on some weird shit.
Josh needs to add some powdered sugar to his maple syrup.
That's right. Sure do.
he's adding Aunt Jemima to his fucking fresh maple syrup.
I will say, to be honest, that does happen. Pancakes come with that the powdered sugar.
Yeah, sure it does. No. It does. You're right.
Steve just made a mistake, though. Aunt Jemima is canceled.
That's true.
God damn it. I love that syrup too.
Yeah, me too.
My What's favorite so one.
Funny, isn't it? They just renamed it.
Yeah, it's like something milling company. I literally saw it like 2 days ago in Target and I was like, oh, Shannon, there's Aunt Jemima. It's the new box.
You can tell it's Aunt Jemima, but it's not though. It's like, what the hell?
Something Pearl Milling Company. That's what it is.
Yep. How come she got canceled, but Mrs. Butterworth didn't?
I can't believe Josh puts ketchup on his pizza.
That is wild. I do like ketchup though.
Asinine.
Just you guys try it.
On a burger?
Just try it one
I
time.
Will never ever try that.
Try what? It one ever. Time. I guarantee you. I want somebody to tweet at me, some psychopath that listens to this, just be like, I tried it. It's actually good.
Ketchup on your pizza. That's interesting.
It's not like don't drizzle. Listen, here's another argument, okay? I'm not a ketchup drizzler. I'm a ketchup dunker.
Yeah, most sane people are.
Most sane people. My mom, Shannon, drizzlers. Pisses me off every time I see ketchup.
Lunatics.
I kind of like, I get like Raekwon. You ever see Raekwon and Jackass?
From Bam?
Yeah, and Bam. Yeah, and he like freaks out about mustard, funny enough.
Yeah.
I'm like that when I see somebody drizzle ketchup. I'm like, what is going on here?
Dude, if someone drizzled ketchup on me, that's like Steve proofing it. Like, I'm not touching that shit. Like,
yeah. It's so messy. It's
soggy, you know?
And it's just like, it's just messy in general. You go to pick at fries and the ketchup's all drizzled. What the hell are you doing?
It's all soggy in the fucking
Steve,
potato.
Do you use ketchup at all?
Once in a great while, like if it's already there, if it comes with my meal and it's like in the little thingy, I'll stick a couple french fries in, but I'm not like going for it.
The only time you know what I mean? I feel necessary to use is if like the french fries I have are trash and I just need to, I need something to make them a little less trash. It's the only time I use it. Don't use burgers. Ketchup for anything else. Nope. Big barbecue really? Sauce guy on my burgers. Yeah.
Barbecue sauce, great.
Yeah.
Teriyaki, I've found, is great on most things too.
How about Chick-fil-A sauce? Put your french fries in that. Oh,
I get Polynesian there.
Same, Josh.
Polynesian's good. Honey mustard's better, but it's whatever.
This quickly became a food podcast.
Dude, the breakfast sandwiches at Chick-fil-A, have you guys had those?
Oh my God. So
I have not. I want
add an egg on there. Egg and cheese. Oh.
Chick-fil-A breakfast. Bangs.
Yeah, to the chicken, dude. You add an egg. I go all out with that sandwich. Bacon, cheese. Oh, it's heart attack on a bun.
Yo, what? Hey, speaking of chicken and egg, which one came first for real, though?
Don't.
Josh doesn't take care. I know it.
Here we go.
He seems passionate.
I'm a hard chicken guy on this one.
I don't think. Well, this is. No, I can't do this right now. I'm just going to say the chicken came first. The chicken came first, but the chicken wasn't a chicken and it evolved to laying eggs.
I fully agree with that. That's how I feel.
Oh,
so the chicken that reared,
there's no argument.
Yeah.
There's no argument.
The chicken that wasn't a chicken that laid eggs evolved into laying eggs so it could protect its young, and then bam, you have an egg. Yeah.
Facts. That egg was not going to just appear with a chicken inside of it.
That's right.
What the fuck? Think about that. You know what I mean?
Unless this is the only other way I've thought about it. And this is why I was like, oh no. So my brain goes a million different directions. If the egg evolved from something else and became the first chicken because it was hatched differently, that means the egg came first and the chicken came second, technically. So let's just say the egg was something, you know, because like fish lay eggs, right?
Yeah.
So if the egg came out of water and because it was like in a different environment or whatever, it could have evolved into this process where the egg was actually first and what was inside of that egg changed over time.
This is almost like a philosophy question now.
You know what I don't put on my eggs is ketchup.
You're wrong for that.
Oh, I don't do that either. I'm all buffalo.
I'm a ketchup guy, I guess. I'm a ketchup influencer. Right?
You gotta
right be a Heinz guy. What? Oh, yeah. What other ketchup is there even? I don't even.
Hunt's. That'd be crazy.
Dude, Housemaid.
No, absolutely not.
French's. Dude.
And I will tell you this. I know a lot of other like Red Sox, like Jared Carabas' podcast talks about it and shit, but the Fenway ketchup is horrible. That organic shit. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got, doesn't it have like no dyes and no sugar? That's why it tastes like shit, because there's no sugar. It sucks.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. So like
it's actually good for you.
It's like not poisonous to your body. That's why it's that's why it tastes like shit. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why most things that I put into my body just kill me.
Yeah. Well, that's the country we live in.
Yeah. It's true.
That's how it be.
Even this water. Shout out to Poland Springs. Been tasting different.
Poland Springs and OG.
At least I can't find that anywhere. It's not down here. Kind of makes me mad. Zephyrhills.
What do you guys get?
Zephyrhills, if we get a bottle of water.
I use my Brita all the time now.
That's all we have, too.
I'm Poland Spring gang till I drop dead.
Same. If I like had my choice, I would go Poland Spring, see? Boom.
And liquid death for my seltzer water or my carbonated water.
Those are so good, but then...
So good.
I was told that the association of water and the word death is bad vibes. So now I've stayed away from it.
I'm not even joking. Wait, explain that.
Because I think water is a symbol of like life and like prospering. Yeah. And then just to have like death so close to it on like a unit that's containing the life is just bad vibes. So
it's not good vibes.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
I had it. And then I was like, wait, what?
I actually, funny story, I got into a fight with a worker at Target one day because I bought two cases of liquid death. And she was like, can I see your ID, please? I was like, for what? She was these beverages? I was like, it's fucking water. Like, I literally came out and said it. She was like, are you having an attitude with me? I was like, it is literally fucking water. What do you need my ID for? Look at your register. It tells you when to check the ID.
You're just like the F-bombs in the window.
Yes. I was like, I was so mad. I was like, do you even know what you're selling? I don't know.
Have you gotten used to the fact that you can just like walk into a Target and like buy
alcohol?
Yeah.
Dude, you can walk into a Walgreens, a gas station. It's insane. It's nothing like back home.
That's such a foreign concept.
It's like everywhere. Oh, I'm just going to run to the gas station just to grab beer. Like, it's so easy, too. It's so easy. Like, I don't have to go to a liquor store somewhere down in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of nice. I do enjoy that.
Speaking of maple syrup, how about let's do sports for Big for maple. 3 minutes. Like how back is James Paxton?
He looks incredible. What a steal.
Does he get hurt again before the All-Star break?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure, right? Like there's no way we're allowed to have good things.
He looks great. His last start was very well.
I mean, I know it's the Rockies, but like he just dominated the Rockies for six innings.
Yeah, it was interesting. Not to change the James Paxton topic, but to see Connor Siebold.
Yeah, just dominate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At what point are you worried about the Red Sox offense? Because it's been like close to a month of them just being fucking trash.
I'm kind of already there. I'm not going to lie. I think it kind of hit me when the Verdugo thing happened and he got benched. Even though it was just like a hustle factor, right? It was just like that realization that something is wrong, like big time.
Yeah, like the vibes went from unbelievable for a lot of like for a while to like we got guys not hustling, getting benched for what happened to the vibes. Yeah. It was a big vibes team for a while.
It was. I think Duvall getting hurt, and you know, I think it was just a lot of things, a lot of changes. I mean, look at Jaren Duran. Like it's the team has changed in general, and not that there's a lot of new faces, but it's I think it's just hard. You had a rotating locker room there for a minute, you know, so the vibes that they had, guys coming in and out, or like the whole Caleb Ort situation, and people actually loved that dude, you know, like it's just weird. I think it just changed somewhere like a month ago and kind of has been washy since.
Yeah.
Ryan Brazier, another one, like DFA'd. People were pissed about that. Red Sox players were pissed about that.
Well, just losing in general will shift the vibes too. Like when you're playing well and riding high, vibes are going to be good. And when you're sucking ass and in a, what is it, like 12 and 19 stretch, you're going to be, the vibes aren't going to be as good. I think that's part of it. At the end of the day, winning cures all. So if they start winning, the vibes will get back. But it's kind of like hand in hand. Sports are weird. It's not all analytical. It's while that plays into it, you got to get the right feel for everything. And that shit matters. If it didn't matter, then there would be no point in playing. We would just run simulations on our computers at this point in time to determine outcomes, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of great vibes, don't know if you guys watched the golf tournament this past weekend in Canada. Big take. It might have been the best golf tournament of the year.
Did not watch any of it, but
it was fucking awesome.
I did see Rory go off. What was that? Was that last week or this week?
He played well up until Sunday, and then he shit his pants like he always does. But
I'm saying media wise, like he was talking about PGA and LIV.
Oh yeah. That was last week. That's another reason why the tournament was so good, was because it had all that stuff surrounding it. And then for the first time since 1954, I think it was, a Canadian won the Canadian Open on a 72-foot putt on a fourth playoff hole. Just awesome stuff.
Was that the guy that got tackled?
No,
So what happened with that?
All right, so
another golfer though, right?
Yeah, it was another Canadian golfer cheering on his countrymen. So like Nick Taylor hits a 72-foot putt to beat Tommy Fleetwood. Sorry, Gilly. I know I told you to take him outright, and he was right there, but
I know. I love you Fleetwood. You knew my soft spot. I can't.
Yeah, you're a sucker for Tommy, as most of us are. Tommy Fleetwood, very popular guy, good guy. But Nick Taylor hit a 70 Canadian, Nick Taylor, not to brag, had a plus 6,500 ticket on that. Whatever, not to brag. Again, we're not bragging. Hit a 72-foot putt to win the tournament. He's going crazy. And, you know, there's five or six other Canadian golfers that were in the field that, you know, quote unquote, stormed the green, I guess you could say. And he went to go pour a bottle of champagne over his head or something, a beer or whatever it was. I think it was beer. And security guard did not like that. So we just fucking Ed Reed nailed speared him into the ground. It was hilarious.
Form tackle, though.
Yeah, it was great. Great clean hit.
Oh, yeah.
No flags on the play.
That groundskeeper is definitely pissed that that happened on the green.
Yeah. I think they'll be fine.
An elbow's in the green for sure.
Yeah, I mean, someone getting tackled on the green isn't ideal, but it is what it is.
At least the tournament was over.
Tournament was over. Right. They'll have a few days to repair it, and they'll be fine.
How does Jerks and Profar do it, man? He just goes from team to team, just like being the same guy.
He had a good year last year, too.
He really did.
Padres, man, they stink.
True. Profar was the guy that, who did it? Someone posted it at some point where it was like some way that you could figure out who the youngest, the player that was like the first player to be younger than you debuting in the MLB. Jerks and Profar is that guy for me.
Oh.
Which is interesting, right? Where it's like, holy shit, like that's the first one, because that's a weird feeling when you're growing up and you're like, damn, these guys are younger than me now.
Yeah, that when you get to that point, it's tough when you get to that point.
Bryce Harper's younger than us, right? Or me?
He's older.
Yeah, I think he's older, right?
Is he?
I think he's 92.
Not Harper Lee. Come on. I don't want to read books right now.
When was the last time you guys read a book?
I read comics every day, so I don't know if that counts.
A book. A real book.
I read one this year.
You finish it front to back?
Yep.
Wow.
They're great guests to me. I reread that shit. I don't give a fuck. What's in the mood?
Man,
I was going through something, man. It was fucking good.
TB12 method? I think that was the last book I read.
Was it?
Yeah.
Steve had he got an email from Mr. Moreau saying,
you will not graduate.
Yeah. He's going to take his diploma back. He doesn't get his book
reported.
I forgot
one thing in my portfolio. My portfolio needed one more essay.
It's like you need a great Gatsby book report, your summer reading book. This actually never went through, so you need to do this.
Billy Madison style. He's got something didn't work with your paperwork, your portfolio entirely.
Yeah.
Full beard.
Mr. Petrano's coming out of retirement to help you.
Yeah. Yo, fun. Actually, I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you. It's a good one. Dude, Great Gatsby's good. You can buy that out in a day. Oliver,
dude, short fiction books are the way to go.
Right?
That's the way to go.
Every now and then, I always have the thought, like, maybe I should like read a book instead of looking at my phone for an hour and a half before bed. And I never actually
do it.
Yeah.
Well, Ernest Hemingway? I feel like you'd be an Ernest Hemingway guy.
Oliver would, yeah, for sure.
Because of Winn-Dixie is like my favorite book ever.
Great book. R.L. Stein, give me some goosebumps.
I think that's the first book that I ever like cried in, like while I was reading it.
What part? The tornado?
I don't even remember, honestly.
You ever see the movie?
No. I didn't know there's a movie.
Dave Matthews is in it, Dakota Fanning.
Oh.
Seriously. Great flick.
What's the best movie you've seen lately?
I saw that new Spider-Man. You guys seen that yet?
That was really good. Across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't yet. I haven't gotten it.
Oh, it's great, yo.
Don't tell me.
So, spoiler alert, Spider-Man's in it. It is fucking dope.
I didn't watch anything new lately, but I did rewatch We're the Millers last week. Classic.
That's great.
I watched the Super Mario movie a couple nights ago.
Dude, I want to watch that. My niece saw that.
Heard it wasn't all that bad.
It was pretty good.
Did not like it.
It's kind of what I've heard.
I didn't like it.
You see, they're making a Zelda one.
No, really.
Yeah, I heard that they got rights to do that. So.
Also voiced by Chris Pratt. Shit.
Yeah.
I saw Fast 10 also.
Oh, no. I won't touch that.
I fucking... Actually, Fast 10 sucked. It was a massive letdown.
Yeah, no shit. It's the 10th one.
Dude, Fast 9 was sick. You guys see that shit?
I don't think I've watched a Fast and Furious movie since Tokyo Drift.
What? You missed was all that number
two? Fast yeah, and I Furious. Think that was like the second one.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious died with Paul Walker for me.
Oh, well, for sure. But now it's just like a night out, just busting balls. And like I go with Pete, we'll just be laughing our balls off the whole time. It's just so dumb. It's so dumb. Like the dialogue's terrible. The action's hilarious. It's just so out of control now.
Wasn't Hitman in that or some shit in one of them? Or is it just the guy that plays Hitman?
I have no idea.
Oh, the bald guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. You should start doing some crossovers, though, like Marvel. Like, how would you feel, Josh, if, like, Fast and Furious did a Marvel crossover? They're almost Avengers at this point.
No.
They turn into Fortnite, where they're just like, they're just like no. Whoa! Master Chief, the Fast and the Furious? Shit.
Oh my god.
Tyrese and Ludacris are like playable characters. That day's coming.
No, but isn't The Rock a character in Fortnite? Isn't he Paradigm or some shit? One of the actual characters.
If you're right, Rock might already be in there.
It's just me off. We need a Rock multiverse movie where they all just meet Moana. The guy from Moana.
Yo, Bass. Big
San Andreas.
Black Adam.
Scorpion King.
They just all meet in one movie.
He would do it too. Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
I had this argument the other day about The Rock, if he's a good actor. It was, who was a better actor, him or Dave Bautista? I said Bautista all day because Bautista. He actually played some roles.
Yeah.
Dude, he plays. Yeah. He like has like some depth. The Rock just plays himself. Like if The Rock played an actual drama role one time, I'd give him respect.
That's a good point.
He does it. Do you ever watch remember that show Ballers on HBO?
I do. I didn't watch it though.
That was wild because that was like he was like a former linebacker turned agent, and so he was like an NFL agent, and they just. It's kind of an interesting show and like easy to, but like it was weird of him being like dramatic and being like, and again, it's also not that crazy of a thing for him considering his background, but
still. He was a linebacker turned WWE star.
Yeah. But it was cool though to see like they just had like a loaded cast too. That was the show with Denzel's son was in it too, John David Washington. I think it was the first thing I was
that's
like,
right.
That's Denzel's son.
He's a great actor, Denzel's son.
He is.
You guys watch that movie, Tenet?
Yeah.
God, I love that shit.
That's pretty good. Again, it's tough to compare everything to what's it called, Inception, but.
What's his face? Robert Pattinson. I became a fan of his after that movie.
Did anybody see Batman?
Yeah.
Josh. With him?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was really good. It's long.
You didn't see it, Josh?
No, I'm not. I don't watch. Christian Bale also died. That movie died when Christian Bale was done.
Bro, I know
he is Batman.
100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's my Batman too, but you got to see the Pattinson version. It's different. It's a whole different vibe, but I like the way they did it. Seriously, even as a Christian Bale diehard. Mm. But Robert Pattinson will never be Batman, but it's dope.
It's dark too.
Dark. It's fucking sick.
Thank you for it. I'll try it. It's on HBO or whatever the hell they call that app now.
I got booted off it. I've been stealing it for years.
I'll give you mine.
Oh, what a pro. Thanks, man. Dude, fucking, but you gotta see, dude, if you watch Batman, make sure the lights are dim and you take an edible beforehand.
Those two things.
Pot is illegal in Florida.
Yeah, dude. Wake up, Steve.
It's not that easy. Government. Let's go.
Dude, it's all about. So, my big question for the week. Hopefully, we're all back here again next week at this time. But my question is: do any of you guys believe Oliver Martel will make a fucking trade in fantasy baseball? Any league?
No.
I say no. Also, Josh.
It's going to be a big no.
Did you say? Did you say any league?
Well, yeah, but it has to be a real trade, though. Can't be some little fake little like proving me wrong trade.
It's I hear you, but you know, there's been some talks out there
lately. Are you yapping it up in another league right now? What the fuck? There's only one league that matters.
You're talking
right?
What the fuck?
Oliver make a trade with one of us.
That'd be nice.
That definitely won't happen. Respectfully.
Shit.
There's no respect. You tell me how bad the offers are all the time.
Yeah, but if I say respectfully, then I'm saying it with respect.
Yeah, okay. Then you're good. You're
What's the most disrespectful trade offer you've gotten?
Oh,
probably one from me.
Or me.
Yeah, I mean, like, the list is long.
Well, you got a lot of guys that I feel like people think that they could get. You know what I mean? Of
exactly.
Like,
because
buy low candidate. And it's
I
like,
fucking killed the draft and my whole team sucks ass. So they're like, oh, this guy's going to have a good second half. Let's try to get him from Oliver for like two bench guys. You know what? That's why we're now the Black Pearl, because we're going down with the ship, baby.
I'm sorry, but that did happen to Steve. He definitely gave me two bench guys that turned out great and took Alcantara.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's what I mean. See how Josh flipped it? Josh fucking got paid.
I don't have anybody that's pitching in the Florida Gulf Complex League at this point.
So I'm saying, I took an L.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to take an L for my boys.
Listen, Bobby Miller might be a borderline keeper at the end of the year, dude.
He looks amazing.
He looks great.
Ugh.
Over here, I sent the same trade to you, Oliver, for nothing.
Yeah,
Oliver, no room on my team.
You probably
no room on my fucking
right.
team.
There's no room. Who am I going to drop? Can't drop anybody. Blake Snell's back. Mitch Keller's a stud.
Yo, wow. I'm proud of you. I am. What the fuck, Oliver? Make a trade, bro. Please, God.
Ellie De La Cruz?
Ellie De La Cruz is here. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Trade him. Dude, that's the thing. Like, you're going to keep all these guys, and then the year ends, and you're like, oh, I had that guy last year. Make a trade.
I can't.
Make a fucking trade.
There's nobody to trade.
Break it up.
Dude, my problem is, like, guys- I like the people on my team. I mean, I don't know if Oliver's the same way, but it's like, I like those guys. That's why I have them.
I like most of them. There's some guys I can't fucking stand.
Ooh. Name names.
Dylan Cease. Can't fucking stand that loser.
Oh,
that dude.
You don't hate him
blows.
That much. If you wanted him off your roster.
I don't hate him enough to trade him for Anthony Rizzo, but like I can't stand him. Because I know that Manny Machado, another one, what a fucking idiot pick that was. But like I know like it's still in there. Like I know that, that Dylan Cease top three Cy Young candidates in there. That's why it's so annoying.
So what's your mindset when someone like Oliver, I mean, like Connor comes to you and says, dude, I'll give you, okay, the bench bat thing, I understand, that's shitty. But do you ever think of giving him a fucking counter offer of a guy that's 89% of what Cease can be?
No, because I don't have any. I don't have any needs.
You don't have any fucking needs. Your team sucks, Oliver.
Who do I get from Connor's team that makes my team better?
Schwarber.
That doesn't make my team better. What are you talking about? That's a shitty fucking. Schwarber sucks. He's hitting 150. He's terrible.
It's June, motherfucker. It's
okay,
June.
So he'll be good. He'll be good for the next 2 weeks, and then he'll be back to hitting 140 the rest of the season. I don't want Kyle Schwarber.
That week, you trade him again. You trade him again.
Nobody wants him. He's ass. He's fucking.
I want Kyle Schwarber.
Then go get him. He's up for sale.
He is up for sale.
If you want to give away your fourth and fifth round pick for the next 3 years, go get Kyle Schwarber. I don't give a shit. He sucks.
I can't trade anybody.
I don't fucking want him.
Hunter Renfro's on my IL.
Anyways, Justin Thomas is sitting at 40-1 for the U.S. Open. I can't pass that up. That's where my money's going. What are you guys' closing takes?
I'll tell you on that. My closing take
is Oliver is going to fucking drop Dylan Cease before he trades him.
I will. And that'll happen. At this point, I will. I'll drop him for Tyler Wells.
You will drop him, though. No. Tyler Wells is gone. Chain has
him. True. He is gone. I'll take up Kyle Gibson then, that fucking loser.
Kyle Bradish,
looking nasty.
He's fucking dirty.
Oh, Josh, you just sent that link. I was gonna ask about aliens.
Bro, that's it. That's it for me.
Eight foot figures
out in I don't know where the fuck it is, Nevada.
Vegas, right?
And the gate, yeah. The government right. stuff too. The whistleblower.
We're dead.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this one.
That's a cliffhanger if I've ever heard one.